Audio Evolution presents None Dare Call It Stolen, Ohio, the Election, and America's Servile Press by Mark Crispin Miller. Read by the author.
Whichever candidate you voted for, or think you voted for, or even if you did not vote, or could not vote, you must admit that the 2004 presidential race was, if nothing else, pretty interesting. True, the press has long since dropped the subject, and the Democrats, with very few exceptions, have moved on. Yet this contest may have been the most unusual in U.S. history. It was certainly among those with the strangest outcomes. You may remember being surprised yourself. The infamously factious Democrats were fiercely unified. Ralph Nader garnered only about 0.38% of the national vote, while the Republicans were split, with a vocal anti-Bush front that included anti-Clinton warrior Bob Barr of Georgia, Ike's son John Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan's chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, William J. Crow, Jr., former Air Force Chief of Staff and one-time veteran for Bush, General Merrill Tony McPeak, founding neocon Francis Fukuyama, Doug Bandow of the Cato Institute, and various large alliances of military officers, diplomats, and business professors. The American Conservative, co-founded by Pat Buchanan, was far from unified for Bush. The magazine endorsed five different candidates for president, including both Bush and Kerry, while the Financial Times and The Economist came out for Kerry alone. At least 59 daily newspapers that backed Bush in the previous election endorsed Kerry or no one in this election. The national turnout in 2004 was the highest since 1968, when another unpopular war had swept the ruling party from the White House. Yet this ever less beloved president, this president who had united liberals and conservatives and nearly all the world against himself, this president somehow bested his opponent by 3 million votes, garnering over 11 million more votes than he had won 4 years before.